As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me. As someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings, I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook. I want to speak with you today. So most of what I'm going to do is listen for what you want to learn. And I've learned a lot about speaking by learning from what you are learning. And what I've learned about learning is really important because I get a $1,200 bill every month in California to remind me when I was sitting in those seats. And it's for storage of these banker boxes of notes. Undergrad, law school, business school, Tony Robbins, Tim Story. I spent a fortune on personal development and I took notes. And I was one of those guys that took notes on everything. I thought, oh, this is important, this is important. I kept writing and writing. I can't even read my own writing. That's the funniest thing. But I'm paying $1,200 a month for a bunch of banker's boxes and I have no access to the information, nor could I probably read it. And so one of the greatest lessons that I've learned about lessons, and we know life is about lessons, and these lessons will keep on coming until you learn them. They may look differently, but they're still the same lesson. That's the way the divine works, is that you want to capture that which resonates with you. So don't write down everything I say. Please don't write down nothing I say. But write down or capture, however you capture it today, what resonates with you. And one of the more recent lessons that I've learned about lessons is it's not just what makes you feel good. To give you an example, one of my friend's mom at one of my VIP dinners said, you know, Dave, you're either humble or you're about to be. And it hit me like this. I'm like, oh my God, that's genius. I'm gonna hold on a second. Let me text myself. You're either humble or you're about to be. And I've repeated that on so many stages, everywhere and every place that I can, because it's a great lesson that I've learned in life, that you're either humble or you're about to be, because within the context of humility is something I truly believe in, is not only do I seek the wisdom by doing what you're doing and what I'm doing, but I have to seek my faith. I'm constantly challenging myself to have true faith, because it's wisdom and faith that shortens the distance of resistance that we create from an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that has enough of everything for everyone, more than enough of everything for everyone. And if you are not giving and being given and receiving and asking for more, then you don't live in faith. People, I can't receive, Dave. I feel bad. You don't live in faith. I can't ask. Then you're not in faith. If I was serving everybody here and we had 10,000 steaks for dinner, would you feel bad about giving, being given, receiving, or asking for more? No, because why? You know there's more than enough steak for all of us. So I don't care if you want steak or money or relationships or health. There's more than enough. There's 10,000, 10 million, 10 billion available for all of you if you have faith that there's more than enough of everything, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that loves you, protects you, and promotes you more than your mom. So that's what life's about. And that's how I got to where I want to be or better. And that's how I deal with the divine detours in my life that happen every single day. My life is wonderful. But guess what? I still get kicked in the mouth 8 times a day. Every day I get kicked in the mouth. And I have learned how to react to getting kicked in the mouth. It is the reaction to fear that's instant and obvious, and that I utilize to shorten the distance through wisdom and faith to get to where I want to be or better. Not where you want to be, not what's missing, and not what I don't have. It's quite simple. But I learned something about learning and sitting in your chair and standing up here is it's not just, and I mean this because we need to start appreciating our differences in order to identify and unify in the abundant, infinite system in which we all belong to as resources. We are all resources of what? The source. We're resources to one another. So it's not just capturing what resonates with you and makes you feel great, like you're either humble or you're about to be more interested than interesting, be kind to your future self, good do good deeds, say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, all gems, all that I've captured and utilized and amplified. But what I've learned lately is when somebody says something that completely doesn't make me feel good, that makes me angry or upset or fearful or anxious or depressed, going, why would they say that? How could they think that? What does that even mean? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If you're not capturing that and putting your attention and intention onto what resonates with you, resonate doesn't mean just makes you feel good. It's anything that makes you feel strongly about something. That's intuition. That's God telling you, hey, mofo, pay attention. I'm living in divine time. You may not realize or be capable or understand the outcomes of today. You may see it as punishment. I don't. And I've lived it, and so have you. I lost over $100 million. And the only reason I wanted to be rich was really simple. I wanted to buy my mom a house. I just unbelievable, still do, have an unbelievable mom, single mom, raised 6 kids, 5 boys, 1 girl, worked 2 jobs, a second grade teacher, packed our dinner into a paper bag, drove around to convenience stores, filled up turnstiles with greeting cards just so we could eat, and somehow she would use her food stamps and still buy pencils for her second grade class because the schools were too cheap to buy supplies. All I wanted to do was buy her a house. Why? Because I was so goddamn happy my whole life. The only time I wasn't happy was when she was crying because we couldn't afford something. When she got kicked in the face, the only thing she couldn't take was the financial burden that was placed upon her to give her children the divine direction in which they're in. And so when I lost over $100 million, I went to my mom's house to tell her that I lost everything in 2008. But what I didn't realize is I forgot to take my name off of her title. So not only did I have to tell my mom that I lost everything, but she had to move. And I remember telling her in 2008, that time, saying, Mom, why me? Why am I being punished? I have done my best, learned lessons, and had fun the way that you taught me. But why am I being punished? All I've done is try to be my best I could be to help other people. That's all I want to do. Why me, Mom? I don't believe in God. She looked at me calmly and just said, Son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. And I told myself that day, it wasn't just the wisdom that I learned, but it was the faith that she had that I didn't. It was the face that in the face of her most valued relationship, her children, and the biggest hurt I've ever had, which we all know is the tragedy of being a parent, that we're more afraid for our children than we are for ourselves. In that moment, when she also had to move from her home, that she had more faith in God and more faith in me than I had in myself. And so I want you to capture the lessons in life that resonate with you, that you feel strongly about. And I want you to pay attention to those lessons. And I want you to give it your intention. Intention is what you do, say, think, feel, and believe. Many books written about pieces and parts of all 5 of these, but the accumulation and the aggregation of what you think, say, do, feel, and believe aligned with where you want to be or better will get you to where you want to be or better. Will there be divine detours? Guaranteed. Will it take divine time? Guaranteed. But if you know that you're protected, promoted, and loved, it will shorten the distance of resistance between you and where you want to be or better. So how do we get there? I'm very pragmatic. Monica who's hosting us. She's a beautiful soul. We just got to know one another. And as always, the first thing out of her mouth was, I had no idea that you were spiritual, that you had faith. I thought you were like this business agent, scarce guy. I had no idea how you lived your life in abundance. But I am very pragmatic about my faith. And so I created 5 daily practices. Why? Because it's practice that creates progress. Progress creates our divine direction. It also allows us to what other people call surrender. You see, good behavior is guaranteed to give you one thing, good progress. Remember, good behavior is individual to you. It's not what other people want, what you're missing, you don't have. Your good behavior may be my bad behavior if I don't want what you want. Your bad behavior may be my good behavior if you don't want what I want. But there's a guaranteed thing about behaviors, and what we think, say, do, and believe is good behavior creates good progress towards the divine direction in divine time and allows you to handle the divine detour in a shorter amount of time. And bad behavior simply interferes with it, makes it harder, makes you want to go over it, under it, through it, around it. So behaviors are physics, they're energy just like money. 3 characteristics of all energy. 1, it aggregates on itself, it attracts to itself. 2, it accelerates like the universe. And 3, it compounds, expands exponentially, just like the universe. Because why? The universe made of matter, energetic matter, subjective and objective matter. It's that simple. So behaviors are the same way. And to that extent, we have to reconcile our behaviors with human nature, capability, and understanding. So understanding that these daily practices, we have to divide up into a committed, consistent behavior or variant behavior that we don't do every day. And in order to put that context, we have to start with the number one daily practice. Know your what. If you don't wake up and say, what is my divine direction today according to the actual circumstances of today? The weather, the late planes, the in-laws, interest rates, whatever options, opportunities, and touches of favor that actually exist today. If you are not asking yourself, what do I want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise according to the circumstances of today and the 24 hours that I'm guaranteed today? You are guaranteed a man-made construct of 24 hours a day like everybody else on Earth. It's the amount of time that a particle of light leaves the sun and hits the Earth. We are all in that common denominator. It is, to me, the common denominator of life to quantify what I'm doing, to put it to time. So you're guaranteed 24 hours a day, every single day, except for what? The last day of your life. You will be cheated seconds, minutes, or hours, depending on how fortunate you are. So I ask myself, what is it I want today in that divine direction of where I want to be or better according to the circumstances of today? I live in reality. You have to earn access to things. You have to earn success. And we do it by understanding our circumstances of where we are today. And then go back to the infinite, which is, what am I supposed to learn from or get meaning from my past to align with the divine direction? Where can I find the promotion, protection, and love in my past, not the punishment of the separation, the void, shortages, obstacles, failures, successes, defining moments, historical relevances? I see so many people that actually know what they want and then give punishment as the meaning to their past and wonder why they're limited to their future. Because it limits your self-image. The meaning you give to your past limits your self-image, and you're an image of what? God. And you're gonna limit the infinite, and you're gonna limit yourself. And I will tell you this pragmatically, as someone who has worked with so many different executives, I don't care who you are on earth, you will never overachieve your own self-image. That's why I walk with God. And I still know that I'm limiting my self-image. I'm not worried about the outcomes because I know I don't understand or know when I lost over $100 million. In what world is this going to promote me, protect me, and love me? But I will tell you, not only did it save my marriage, more importantly, it saved my life. I just didn't know it because I'm human and I'm incapable of knowing or understanding outcomes as they occur, because the outcomes that occur today are occurring today in the 24 hours, not in the infinite divine time in which I'm being protected and promoted and loved in. which gives me purpose. My faith gives me purpose, and my purpose is greater than my pain. Therefore, I'm never going to quit. But I know, number one, what I want in the divine direction, preparing for divine detours in divine time.
Imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me as someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings. I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook.
Two, second daily practice. Know your who. By the way, I will email all of you. I will give you my email. You can text me there, whatever you want. I will email you these five daily practices. You already have my book. All you have to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Number two, daily practice. If knowing what I want takes me from nothingness, you see, excuse the graphics, but most people live their lives like tubes. Food in, food out. That's their whole life. Rolling a boulder to the top of the hill like Kim, Who's the Stranger, just to have it roll down to the bottom the next day. If you want to take nothingness and make it a possibility, a mathematical advantage every single day, then know your what. If you know what you want, it's a mathematical advantage every day. Two, you want to make your possibilities a probability? Know your who. Prove that you're a resource. Prove that you are walking with an omniscient, all-powerful source that makes you an all-omniscient, powerful resource. Know who you can help get to where they want to be or better, and know who can help you. If you know your who every single day, in accordance to the circumstances, meaning of the past, in a divine direction, I promise you, every possibility you want for the day will become a probability. A mathematical advantage far beyond the nothingness of living your life like a tube, even far beyond the possibilities of knowing what I want each day according to the weather, interest rates, in-laws, late planes, etc. I gotta stop saying late planes because I got one tonight. Cancel. Cancel out that. My planes are on time and they land early. But know your who. Third daily practice, to take the nothingness to possibility to probability to create your perspective, is know your how. How are you going to get it done? Well, you got to have certain lenses to figure out how you're going to get it done. How are we going to get it done? We're going to use lenses of productivity to provide as much value as we can. Accessibility, which is a duality. I'm going to be as accessible to as many people as I can to give and to receive, as well as access what I want from my source. And you got to ask for it. By doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. Those are forms of asking. Not just saying and praying, but doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing is a form of asking your source to be a stronger resource. When we know our how, we can start using the physics of energy, because knowing our how to create these perspectives, understanding that humans don't like one thing. Has anyone ever heard me say, the simple things to do are unfortunately simple not to do? And I use it in the context of gratitude. I try to say grace in the morning and at night for 30 straight days without missing. Took me 9 months. Saying thank you is guaranteed to be the most impactful thing you can ever do. You ask all the thought leaders in the world that Tim Story and I hang out with, Oprah will say it, Deepak will say it, Sadhguru, Gurudev, Master Shah, Jesus said it. Pretty big dudes say that saying and being grateful is really powerful. I've never heard anybody argue with me that it isn't. Guess what? It's free. And guess what? It takes 0.1 seconds. 0.1 seconds. You don't even have to say it. Remember, say, think, feel, do, all those things. 0.1 seconds free has the most impact guaranteed by the most people. Then why something that simple is it simple not to do? I'll tell you why. Because human nature hates consistency. They don't like to eat the same things. They don't like to work out every day. No matter what good it is, we don't like to be loving every day. We like it one time, but we don't like it every day. It's counterintuitive. It's counter human nature. So what I want you to do in the how is decide, what am I committed to doing, non-negotiable behavior, and put time to it, a minimum amount of time every single day. So I spend a minimum of an hour a day on my health. So if I don't take care of myself, I'm not gonna be able to take care of anyone else. I spend a minimum amount of time with everybody that's relative to me. A minimum of 30 minutes with my wife. I've been married 27 years. Anybody that knows my wife knows that love is blind and deaf in my case. But I have one of the greatest marriages ever because I spend a minimum of 30 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week with my wife. Minimum of 30 minutes a day with my 14-year-old son. Minimum of 2 minutes a day with my 25, 23, and 20-year-old daughters. 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. Why? Aggregation, acceleration, and compounding impact and effect. That's why it's non-negotiable. 90% of your behavior that is consistent will create 90% of your results are created by what you do consistently. 10% is created by the variant behaviors that are according to the circumstances of the day. And so I'm a student of my calendar. I study my 24 hours every day to put in alignment what I do say, think, feel, and believe with where I want to be or better by having my non-negotiable time in my calendar. And then what I have planned, then what I have don't planned, have activity I get paid for, activity I don't get paid for, and my sleep. I give a minimum of 7 hours a day in sleep. I've had a sleep coach for over 17 years. I know that sleep has two purposes, and it allows me to exponentially be more competitive because I recover better than anyone and I access information to utilize every day by sleeping well. I have an unwinding routine. My tomorrow starts last night, putting my mind, body, and soul in a position to recover and access God, who's giving me information, which I utilize in meditation right when I wake up in order to what? Transcend a higher vibration into this lower vibration of a world. Why do I have a sleep mentor? Because I actually do what I say. I found someone who sits in a situation that I want to be in, and the most important habit that I have that is non-negotiable in my life, which is sleep. Most people on earth go to bed at night and wake up sleepy, tired. What if we all went out to dinner for 5 hours and we all left and said, man, that was good, Dave, but I'm super hungry. We would know it. why do all of you go to bed at night and wake up more tired? That doesn't make any sense. So between the 7 hours minimum of sleep and 3 hours of non-negotiable behavior that includes my health, my family, my faith, my finance, time itself, the relative relationships in my life in order to analyze who is feeding and bleeding me and who blesses me by bleeding me and who blesses me by feeding me, and the relativity of that and the association I give it in order to utilize my time to be more productive, accessible, and gracious. The more time that you spend being productive, accessible, and gracious, the more fulfilled, passionate, purposeful, and believe it or not, profitable you'll be. Know your what, it's a possibility. Know your who, it's a probability. Know your how by committing to non-negotiable time 7 days a week. And it's okay, I have 14 hours of variant behavior, awake time that I can do whatever the F I want with who I want, when I want, how long I want. 14 hours a day. People say, oh, I don't want to bother you because I'm so busy. I love that for my coaching clients. You cannot ask for a better business model than people paying you for help and are too afraid to ask you for it. It's a great business model. Dave, how do you have 6,000 clients? Well, 5,990 of them are too afraid to ask for help. So it's really easy. I just am on call every day. It's way better than scheduling shit. What's the fourth daily practice? To me, it's the most pragmatic and it's also the most powerful because it actually deals with making your reality. The fourth daily practice is know your now. See, 100% of the things you do now get done. That's why it's reality. 100% of your short putts don't go in. 99% of all statistics are made up. These are all good too. But 100% of the things you do now get done. And if you know your now and know your next, imagine how much you get done. Now, prioritization is the key to knowing your now. And you can't prioritize your day in alignment with the divine direction by giving meaning to the past unless you know what's important to you in the day, which means if you know what you want, who can help you, and how to get it done, you get a good guide on what's important to you. So it's easy to prioritize. Prioritization is the cure to the biggest problem that we have in America, which is procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. Do you realize it's impossible to feel overwhelmed and procrastinate if you know what to do now and know what to do next? It's impossible. But you got to prioritize and reprioritize when you get kicked in the face. And that's why I study my calendar to know those empty spaces as well. The what I call activity I don't have planned. You see, I don't believe in busy. I believe in active, and I only believe that I am given activities for my 24 hours. Sleep is one of them. Meditation is one of them. Relaxing is one of them. Maybe even you're into 15 minutes of TikTok. That's an activity. Activity that I get paid for, unpaid for, planned and unplanned. What's the unplanned in your calendar? It's like having a parking place right next to the cars they're selling in front of Costco Saturday at noon. That's how much time and emotion it will save you by studying where the empty space is, because when you get divine detours, you instantly reprioritize your now, and you also know where to put what used to be now into the next. So study your calendar, pay attention, give intention to it. It will equal the coincidences, results, consequences, and successes in your life. Attention plus intention equals coincidence. That's the universe coinciding with your intention. What you do, say, think, feel, and believe, it will coincide. It is abundant. It has more than enough. You just need to call it and get out of its way. And that's an activity. It's not sitting at home high on your mom's couch, dreaming about what you want, broke and sick. It's intentional. I'm a ferocious Buddha. I'm very ferocious. Try to shadow me for a day. And I'm older than most of you, and I'm in not as good physical shape as most of you, but you can't keep up with me. Why? Because we all have the exact amount of energy. We all have an omniscient amount of energy. I just interfere with mine less than you do. You're spending too much time interfering with your omniscient, all-powerful self and cells. Know your what, know your who, know your how, know your now. Knowing your what is a possibility. Your who is a probability. Your how is your perspective. Your now is your reality. So what's the fifth daily practice? It's a testament to faith. The greatest question that I get asked, the most common question that I get asked is, Mr. Meltzer, can you help me find my why? I don't know my purpose. I don't know my why, especially young people. I don't know my why. And I said, oh, just like my mom. Oh, you're praying to the wrong God, I see. Because if you have faith in an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, then you shouldn't be searching for your why. You should be applying your why. You should be applying your why. And let me tell you how you apply your why. It's not understanding, knowing, or being aware of what you're afraid of, because that is an infinite impossibility. What do I mean by that? I know therapists are going to hate David Meltzer, and I use therapists, just so you know. There's a lot of trauma in my life. But therapists aren't helping me being aware of what I'm afraid of. All I know is that fear is as omnipresent as faith. It's inherent in our being. And that trauma is inherited genetically and energetically from past lives to womb trauma to infant trauma, toddler trauma, tween trauma, teen trauma, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and I guarantee you 70s, 80s, and 90s trauma. So you're going to spend your whole life trying to figure out what you're afraid of? What good is that? Let me give you a hack. Probably the best biohack. Dr. Joe gets it even. There's an instant and obvious way to shorten the distance of resistance that you create in your life by applying your why. And that is identifying how you react to fear. Who cares what you're afraid of? Reaction to fear is simple. I'm pissed off. Someone cut me off. I'm pissed off. I'm anxious, worried, frustrated, guilty, resentful, separate, inferior, superior. All of these are just what? Reactions to fear. And what do we do when we react to fear? We lean into it. We lean into the reaction. We get madder and madder and madder, or we say stupid shit to our wives, and they get madder and madder and madder, which then makes us madder and madder and madder. I'm speaking from experience. So I used to react to fear, and then what would I do? I try to out-logic an emotion. Nope, two different frequencies. You can never out-logic, out-reason an emotion. You need to use emotion, energy, and motion, activity, but you can't go over a reaction to fear, under, around it, through it. You can't deny it, resist it, can't lie to it, cheat to it, manipulate it, deny it. You know what we do when we react to fear, which is instant and obvious? Next time you're worried, anxious, frustrated, guilty, resentful, mad, separate, just stop. Just stop. Breathe. Recollect, remind, and remember. Become a resource. Remind, recollect, remember with the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, protecting, promoting, and loving you. Don't deny it. Just stop, breathe, drop down to center, to ease, and then roll back into a reprioritize. What do I want? Who can I help? Who can help me? How to get it done? Prioritize or reprioritize again, and then apply your why. Shorten the distance of resistance using the wisdom and faith that you have already been given. Receive it. Ask for more of it. Remember, when your mind, body, and soul are on fire, it's obvious. It's instant. You don't need a therapist for that. You may need it for other things. You seek professional help, find mentors like I have, sleep coaches, business coaches, Tim Story, great coach of mine, giving me directions to where he is so I can be where I want to be or better, saving me the dummy tax. I know a lot of you dudes moved to Florida to save state taxes. Personally, no offense, this may resonate with you, I think you're idiots. If you moved here simply to save a state tax, then you don't understand taxes. Because there's a tax out there that costs more than 100% of everything you've ever made and maybe 100% of everything you can make. It's called the dummy tax. So you can live in California or New York, but find a great mentor, easily be able to afford those local and state taxes that we pay because everybody really wants to live here, not in this shit. I like to live in cool weather. Now, I hope I didn't offend you. I'm just joking. But I'm trying to make a point about the dummy tax. When your mind, body, and soul are on fire, what'd your mom teach you? When you're on fire, stop, drop, and roll. Remind, recollect, remember what you want, who you can help, who can help you, how best to get that done. Prioritize your day. The antidote to feeling overwhelmed, depressed, and procrastination and live your life in your why, passionately, purposely, with purpose. If that purpose is greater than your pain, you will never stop. You will accelerate, aggregate, compound where you want to be or better, and you will be happy. And I promise you, if you're happy and you can teach other people to be happy on my mission, that will make me happy.